This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Fria Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I have Jojo Stroyce with me today. Besides being known as a wellness personality, speaker, TV presenter, Jojo is also recognized for her dedication to yoga and a new thing, sound healing. Well, not new to me anyway. So much so, when she, with the yoga, she did an intensive 200-hour teacher training in the Himalayan foothills in India. Since then, she shares her knowledge on yoga through her own yoga studio, Ohana Joe Studio, which is other things as well, I know. I'm sure people know you, but anyway, this whole interesting story, how you got into entertainment, and then I'm sure it might be a very long story, and that transition into what you're doing right now. We'll start there.
Okay. Wow, it's so lovely to see you, Freda. Thank you for having me. I got into entertainment a long, long time ago, and I feel that I've been on one heck of a journey, for a lack of a better word, because it began for me with doing a business degree, and after that thinking, maybe I'll just model to fill in the blanks. And I was always interested in the power of the mind. And so I was taking introductory units in psychology. And before you know it, I landed in KL on a set, and I was shooting many seasons of Kopitiam. So I began with acting. And acting led to me being a radio DJ at one point on Mix FM. And then from radio, I was TV hosting some of you might be a bit too young for this, but I was doing Pillow Talk, where you're interviewing celebrities every week in their pajamas. So I had my own talk show. And then after that, I decided, you know what? I think I wanted to really focus on what I'm really passionate about. And I wanted to share the fact that I was always into well-being, and especially, I think, mental well-being. Right. So I opened a production house and I started to produce all kinds of content. And inevitably, because, you know, you're running it as a business, you end up focusing on so many other aspects of content. From, we did food shows, you know, for AFC, we did even reality programs, we shot Miss Universe Malaysia, you know, 3 years in a row. We were the first production house to cover the life of Yuna, so I was directing her, we followed her from here to London to New York. So I was just shooting all kinds of content. And then I told my husband, who wasn't my husband at the time, he was still my business partner, I said, you know what, I really want to focus on what is going to make me feel alive. And the well-being thing has always been there. I've always been interested in the mind, in spirituality, and the fact that we're capable of so much more than we think we are. Right. And he said, well, what's on your bucket list? I said, I want to go to India. And so I went to India, to Rishikesh, and I got accredited in yoga. And to be honest, Freda, I didn't think that I was going to ever open a studio or teach yoga. I just wanted to go for me. I just wanted to expand personal knowledge.
Right.
And when I came back, you know, you had classes like 14 hours a day, from anatomy to breathing to you name it. It just seemed like a waste to not share it. And plus, you know, even before India, I was already a speaker, going into MNC companies as a corporate trainer, teaching people about the breath. But I didn't do a lot of physical yoga. It was more the breath, which to me was linked to the mind. And so when I returned, you know, my husband said, look, we don't need so much space, you know, in this production house. And it was really his way of giving me a nudge. He said, we could clear some furniture for you. Why don't you just start here?
And that's, he was giving you space.
Yeah,
literally,
he was.
And figuratively.
And exactly. And I tell you what, if you believe in the concept of flow, I have never seen furniture sell so fast in my life, right? I'm like, wow, you know, it's crazy. Like, the space was just cleared. There was nothing standing in our way. We had to sell quite a lot of tables and chairs, but this woman just walks in one day and she goes, I'll take it all.
Right.
She's like, I'm a kindergarten. I could do with all of these chairs and tables. And boom, suddenly all the tables and chairs were gone. There was a fish tank that was sold online in 30 minutes. And I'm like, wow, I think this is a sign. Because they say that, you know, when you're doing something that you're meant to be doing, things can happen really fast. Mm. And there's this effortless ease. It's as if you're being supported by your decision. And I thought, wow, I can't deny this. And before you know it, right there in my office, I opened Ohana Joe. Mm. I was the only teacher to begin with, and I opened my doors only on the weekends. And I said to him, I said, look, I don't know if anyone's going to come because no one knows me as a yoga teacher. They know me as a TV host or a speaker, but not teaching yoga, you know?
Yeah.
And he
Although you were on a spiritual journey already, you know, I know you had CDs and things like that.
Yes.
Right? So you're already on that journey. Okay, go on.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. At Starbucks, I used to have my guided relaxation CD. So when I opened my doors, I said, look, I have no idea if anyone's going to come. And he said, Jojo, honestly, it doesn't matter. You're so passionate about this that, you know, the right people will appear. And even if it was one person, you could change that person's life.
Right.
And I began that way. I just started on the weekends and then my classes kind of grew and I started to open up other days with other teachers. But what really did it for me is when I brought out my crystal bowls. Now, crystal bowls for me and sound healing was something I did for family and friends. And because of the fact I was already doing yoga and I had a class that I opened up called sleep yoga on a Friday night. And I thought, you know what? Friday night's not even a popular time for a yoga studio to be open, but this is not a physical class. It's more like therapy for your mind. So I got my crystal bowls out and I did sleep yoga and sound healing. And it was crazy. I mean, I had to call up apps to like go, we can't take any more bookings. Like we were maxed out to a point that when I started to do sleep yoga, we even developed a wait list, which is really unique for a regular class. And it just, you know, it told me that people have stress. There's a lot of pain in society and people were traveling all the way to Ohanajo to experience sound healing because the effects are profound.
Right. You know, there's so much I want to go through with you, but you know, okay. So recently, well, not recently, you're also, you had Jojo's Diary of Asia as well, right?
That's right.
And that was running on
Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel and all that. And of course you have your Kainite studio.
That's right. So we produce content. We produced that as well with Tourism Bodies.
Yep. And when you look at all this, right, there is Jojo on this journey and there's Jojo, the businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do you balance that?
That's a great question. I feel that when I was in the production house, I was too involved in operations and you're also producing content you're not that affinite with. Example, you know, a Miss Universe Malaysia being a beauty pageant. I mean, we did it because we could. It was quite stressful, to be honest. We learned a lot. We're happy we did it. But, it, you know, it's not entirely my blueprint, right?
Mm.
I mean, I wanted to be able to affect people's lives and touch them, you know, in different ways, you know, whether it was on a mat, whether it was digitally or in person. So I told my husband, look, I really want to take a step back from doing so much production and producing all kinds of content. I just want to authentically just share what I feel I'm good at and put myself out there. And it seemed to be, you know, really surprising how rewarding it was to have the looks on these people's faces at the end of a class. I mean, it just said it all, you know. I had people coming up to me saying, gosh, thank you so much for opening your doors and having this space for us to come. Like there was so much gratitude and you can't buy that, you know, and it kept me going. You know, yeah, there were times I was thinking, I'm not sure actually how this is all going to work out, you know, like in a business sense, but it was just, I just kept showing up.
Right.
And even when I opened my doors, I didn't know that I was going to keep doing this. But it was the women at the end saying, is it the same time next week? And I went,
I guess.
I'm like, and I went from there. And I said, I think I need a website, you know. So yeah, it just one thing led to another thing. And sound healing has been so incredible. I mean, people, like I say, they travel from different neighborhoods to come to us. And you know, it's because of that I've now opened Malaysia's largest sound healing studio at the Future of Wellness in Kota Damansara.
So that's your latest project. And I guess if there were projects for TV and things like that, you would still make time for all that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I would probably produce content that's close to my heart. As in, I'm too busy at this point to maybe produce for someone else. So my husband can do that. He can produce any kind of project. But for me, I just needed to focus because I do have my plate quite full in this wellness genre. There's so much to do.
Right. So if you were to do something, it'll be something that is so very much aligned to who you are and this phase that you're going through at this moment.
Correct. And I feel that all my skill sets have been transferred here. Yeah.
Mm. I'm here with Jojo Stroys talking about many, many things. She's got her Ohanajo Studios plus other things as well. You're listening to Her Vantage on BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Her Vantage and Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Georgia Stroyce from Ohana Joe Studio. She's got other things as well because I bought some of your products the other day. We'll talk about that. So you've got Ohana Joe Studio and you've just opened your second one at the Future of Wellness, right? Which is the largest, what do you call it, sounds?
Well, largest yoga and wellness space, right? Or largest sound healing space in town, yeah.
And you were talking a lot about sound healing,
yes,
right? And this is, how is this, what is this, right? How does it connect back to yoga or does it?
Right. So sound is really as old as time, and really sound and the vibration of sound travels right through the human body because sound travels through water even faster than the air. And so the amazing thing about a sound bath is you are literally bathed in the vibrations of sound. So we've got all kinds of sound healing instruments from 100% crystal bowls. And when you actually sing the bowls, it creates these vibrations. And they create different frequencies, which has an effect on our human brain. And what happens is a lot of people get into states of deep mindfulness and relaxation. We've had insomniacs completely falling asleep. We had a mother who came the other night and she said, my goodness, she was affected more from the sound healing when she left than when she was there. Mm. She had an amazing power nap, but she went home and something that's never happened to her in her life happened. She actually didn't wake up and cook for her kids because what was amazing is she had one of the deepest sleeps she's ever experienced. Her husband thought something was wrong with her and she said, wow, I really needed that. And I feel that a lot of the work that we do is to help people to slow down, because sometimes you need to slow down in order to speed up. Mm. And sound affects people in totally different ways. It's usually deeply relaxing, but sometimes it can trigger off emotional clearance. Some people get emotional when they hear sound. Some people just knock out.
Right.
So it's like you don't dream the same dream every night.
Mm. Yeah. So, okay, no. So this is the second Ohana Joe Studio, right?
That's right.
Was that a business plan? Like I'll have my second or third, or did it just, again, happen as
yeah,
it should?
Yeah, it just happened. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't looking to open another studio. But when Future of Wellness approached me and said, look, we are curating, you know, all these different wellness solutions where East meets West and ancient meets modern, would you want to come on board? And I thought, wow, you know, it would be nice to be in another neighborhood because you would reach a different demographic of people. And also, it's the people who come that they just feel touched. I mean, it's not your regular yoga class. We have more than 100 classes a month. And if you combine both studios, that's more than 200 classes that go off every single month. And a lot of these classes combine meditation with sound, yoga with sound. We have some of the most unique classes in Asia where you've even got women and men as well journaling their emotions. And, you know, we know the power of journaling before you even begin, where you're actually told, okay, today we're going to talk about freedom. We even like speak about our emotions. And there are different classes with different formats that are so unique where you've got paper and pen to like pen things down.
And very interesting you said men, but generally, you find more women doing this than men?
Okay, so in yoga, you would probably have more women in a class than men. But I feel that sound healing, because of the fact it's so therapeutic and you've got blankets, your eyes are covered, you know, it's like you are going in for this deeply rejuvenating power nap. Yeah, men show up as well. Some of them show up in their working clothes. They just feel it helps with their anxiety.
Right. A lot of us are very stressed out. So you've also come up with some products as well, right? There was this, what, hemp protein, hemp powder.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So I've
You had me at hemp. Anyway, but yeah, so these are products that you've packaged and all that. And what made you decide on these kind of products? Your moringa, and a couple of things as
That's
well.
That's right. Well, Ohana Joe Superfood simply came about because we were using raw cacao in our smoothies and we use it to make organic chocolate with no sugar, which is also, you know, you can buy these raw chocolate bars. They're delicious. And we use organic honey, so it's sweet without you needing sugar, kind of like eating chocolate guiltlessly. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, you know, we like these smoothies that we have in the morning. So we thought, why don't we make it available for people? So yeah, we've now got spirulina, baobab, which is amazing, you know, for the skin. It helps to build collagen. It's from Africa.
Right.
And yeah, so these products are all from different countries, like the cacao is from Peru, the spirulina is from California. And so, yeah, that's Ohana Joe Superfoods.
How do you start, you know, sourcing for this and deciding to package it and sell it?
Well, you know, the moment I had Ohana Joe's studio, like my first studio at Daisy Park City, I mean, it's next door to it. What happened was you also attract a lot of people out there who are vendors or people in wellness. And so then I would try products on my own at home. And, you know, so we actually have all kinds of unique items, even space clearing. We sell these Palo Santo sticks, and they're also Peruvian. And South Americans use it to clear spaces. And it's like an aromatic wood incense. And it's highly unique, even sage, which the Native Americans use. So we have this shop. It's really cute. And we have crystals and, you know, which is related to healing. So, yeah.
Do some people find it, you know, they think it's religious, or they think, oh, I'm not too sure if I want to try it. Or I mean, do you get people like that?
Yeah, I mean, like, there are some people who, for whatever reason, you know, may not practice yoga because they think that it might interfere with them religiously. But for us, you know, everything we do is not religious. It's spiritual at most, you know, I mean, just spiritual. For example, we do Ho'oponopono workshops, which is an ancient Hawaiian practice, which revolves around, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And it documented the work of what a psychiatrist did, because people had massive shifts.
Right.
It is amazing when you practice gratitude in your life. And how could gratitude be considered religious, right?
Right.
But if you practice gratitude, doors will open for you. Mm-hmm. You will be able to expand. You'd be able to feel more abundant. And forgiveness, that's a huge sticky one, because
yeah.
when a person can't forgive, they are not released.
Mm.
They just... not able to let go. So when we do Ho'oponopono workshops, I mean...
This is like a day workshop kind of
thing?
Yeah,
okay. We try and do it once in a month. I do it with another sound healer, and we integrate this with sound. So it's really a journey inward, and I just can't even explain to you the miraculous shifts that people have experienced from working with these four mantras.
Right.
Can you imagine? We had a woman who said that her little daughter, who's 4 years old, will never reach out for her to put her to sleep, meaning she would always ask for dad to put her to bed every
right.
night, not the mom. And you can't make someone love you.
Right.
And she started to practice Ho'oponopono on her daughter in meditation. After her Muslim prayer, she decided, I'm going to just send out love. I love you. I'm sorry if I've let you down. Please forgive me. Thank you. Almost like a prayer.
Right.
And she said, how amazing is this? One night, her daughter goes, can you put me to sleep?
Mm.
And a sudden shift.
Mm.
We've had all kinds of these kind of stories. And, you know, Joe Vitale, who was involved in The Secret, co-wrote a book called Zero Limits on the power of Ho'oponopono. It is crazy.
Mm.
I mean, people just shifting ever since they forgave.
Right.
And you don't need validation. When you forgive another person out there, you are freed.
Right.
It's not easy to do, though. And that's why when you come into a space of meditation, you're able to really feel.
Mm.
It can't be conceptual. You can't just go, I forgive you.
Right.
You have to feel
yeah.
like I authentically am able to forgive. And that's when real change happens.
Right. And that's the tough one, right? No, just back to a little bit about your sound healing as well. What have been some of the success stories? And I guess, like, there is science to it, I believe.
Yes.
But what have been some of your success stories with sound healing with people who've come to
you? Okay. I know this sounds a bit crazy, but it's true. Like, there was a lady who is a yoga teacher who had never experienced sound healing in her life. And she came into one of my sessions, and she had an injury on her shoulder that was about 25 years old. So it would act up in times of
like a lot of
pain, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an old pain. And she said that when I was starting to play a particular bowl, which had a particular frequency, that her shoulder started to get really hot and really painful. And instinctively, she felt like saying to me, but you can't because you're lying down in a group. Oh gosh, don't stop, because she knew something was happening, because she felt this kind of pulling sensation on her shoulder. And at the end of the sound bath, she said, I don't get it. How did that happen?
Hmm.
Because you do have two shoulders, but the sound just specifically went to that shoulder.
Right.
And she kept moving her hand around in circles,
right.
saying, the pain is like nearly gone. Mm. And we've had so many instances like that. And yet I would say, don't come to me if you've got a bad back, because it might do something else for you.
Right.
But we've had lots of people who've had relief from physical tension. It alleviates anxiety, it reduces blood pressure, and it has got an effect on the mind. I mean, you emerge from it feeling like you've had a power nap.
Right.
So, but yet it's different for everyone. You've also got people who come into a sound bath and they're uncomfortable, or they feel that their neck has got, you know, tingling sensations. And then you ask them, do you have any pain in your neck prior? And they go, yes. So, and the vibrations have gone to the part of the body that might need
right.
more help. It's almost like acupuncture without needles, because sound is a form of energy. And because energy travels through water, and we're mostly made up of water, it travels right through your cells.
So yeah, you know, interesting to read out a little bit more about that. Can you tell what's going to happen the rest of the year, or are you just going to go with the flow?
Well, you know, it's exciting, but I have to say that there's even being research now done, and there's a cancer patient facility that is using sound healing for people after chemotherapy to bring the mind into a state of mindfulness and to help the body release pain. And there was even like a TED talk on it. And so they're saying that sound has actually got profound effects on us, truly profound, because at the end of the day, we're all made up of energy. So Albert Einstein said that all of life is vibration. And so if we're made up of vibrations, go figure, when vibrations come into you like a musical instrument, it's as if you're being tuned back into balance.
Right.
So yeah, it's fascinating. You must come for a sound bath.
I will. And I guess the focus for the rest of the year is just with the new Ohana Joe studio at the Future of Wellness. Thanks for being with us. Always good to be speaking to you. Georgia Stroyce, you've been listening to Her Vantage, the FM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.